Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the very last call in November of 2013. And man, it seems like the year has flown by. We already are fully into the Christmas season and the Advent season, and things are gearing up to be, man, I don't know if it's going to be one of the best years that Nikan has ever had, but I know for us, the Rogers family, we are really, really jazzed about what we see taking place in our organization, amongst our customers. It seems like every day we're talking to people who are just finding out about Nikan and the impact that these solutions have. And it's just an exciting time to be part of the Nikan family. So with that, I've asked a couple people. We're continuing in the pattern, in the mode that we have every time Nikan introduces a new solution or an improved solution that we've had for years. And I always feel like we need to do these new solutions, this new innovation justice by spending a couple days, and what I mean by that is a couple calls, at least a few, talking about, number one, what makes it so unique and different? Because what I've noticed, and I had this conversation just yesterday, what I've noticed is that people say, well, is there really that big a difference when Nikan went from the body balance to the new vital balance? Is there really that much difference? When Nikan went from the mini or the super mini to the power chip 2 years ago, is there really that much difference? When Nikan decided after 40 years with a similar or existing technology in the mag step or the mag stride, now it had improved over the years. Every few years they figured, you know, research and development allowed them to tweak or modify the design, but is there really that much improvement between the mag step, the mag stride, to our current M stride? And there's a couple people that are going to share on this morning's call that are, I think they're going to respond to that question with a resounding yes. There is a huge, absolutely huge difference. With that in mind, what I want to do this morning and the time that we have together is allow people to share not only what makes the M stride. We heard from several people last week, most of whom have been wellness consultants for a while, several people who have used numerous other Nikan solutions in their home, part of the Wellness Home package, and had fantastic results. And yet, when they put these new insoles, the M-strides, in their shoes, something happened, something miraculous. And I want to use the bulk of our time today talking about how do we share that? I mean, those of us who have been in Nikan 10, 12, 15, 20 years, how do we really grab that passion back that we first experienced when being introduced to Nikan? How do we grab that passion back again? Or for those of us who have never been part of the Nikan family and we're going, okay, how do we, what's the best way to share this with people without being, you know, too much over the top, without, you know, saying, hey, you know, call up here to the fire hydrant and we're going to open it up and you're going to get 6 inches with, you know, 200 pounds of pressure. You know, how do we not fire hose them right from the get-go? So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. And if you've got or you've already developed a really simple way and a technique to share the M-strides with people or use these to open the door in conversation, we want to hear from you. So but let's go, we're going to go ladies first. There was a gal who was just talking about her results being introduced to Nikan by Ruben, who is part of our organization down in San Antonio. And I'm going to ask you, ma'am, and I'm sorry I didn't even catch your name, but if you hit star 6.
Yeah, Julia B. B-E-S-A-W.
Julia. Okay, good morning, Julia. So you've already hit star 6 on your phone line, and the Phil Hansen from Minnesota, if you want to do the same. But Julia, go ahead and share with the group, and I'm holding out my hand and inviting you, and you can't see me, of course. I do this when I talk on the phone. My daughters, even our 3-year-old, makes fun of me, and she mocks me because I have so many hand gestures while I'm on the phone. But Julia,
okay.
You were just introduced to Nikan, was it a few days ago?
I believe it was last Thursday.
Last Thursday. So we started.
And Ladies Night Out every third Thursday. Every third Thursday. But I think this is a Nikan product or a divine intervention. And the reason why I say that is because we all have an energy field. And some energy fields are higher than others because of pain. And I have been in pain for a long time because of neuropathy in my feet and my hands. And I'm hoping that you guys will come up something for the hands.
Well,
and
keep going, because I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at your experience already because
I'm excited because
yeah, well,
my ancient told me a long time ago that it would my pain would finally come to an end, and I thought, yeah, right. We'll see what happens. And it's been a while, but they were right. But I always have to figure out some of the things by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and then that happened, and I wore that for I think it was about a 30 minutes to an hour. I'm not sure. But by the time I got through wearing them, I was not in pain anymore, and the swelling went down. And let me tell you, I was having a continuous vibration. But throbbing, that's two separate things, before I put them on. And then when I put them on and then wore it out through the, he was talking about the product, man, it was like, hallelujah, no more pain. I mean, wow, I can't wait to get these on my feet and keep them on.
It's not just that.
He also gets put this seat thing. And I didn't realize my body was vibrating so high that when I sat down, I felt it instantly. My energy field just like, oh man, hush puppies keep petting my feet. That's all I got to say.
Now, Julia, I have to ask, how long ago, and we don't, as wellness consultants, and Nikan, we don't really, we can't make any medical claims. I, as Susan Carver, a good friend of mine, has always said, you know, there's nothing magical about these solutions or these products or these inventions. What's magical is what's already in our body. But what these things do is bring out that miracle. They bring out the pain relief. They bring out the end of agony for a lot of us dealing with different things. So we've never said, well, you know, hey, you got this, then you use this, and this is, will be the result. We can't make those medical claims because these are not medical devices. However, you've been dealing with the adverse reactions to diabetic neuropathy for how many years now for you? How many years has it been?
Just 17.
For 17 years, okay.
Yes, let me tell you, I was having to get shots to calm the pain, and that didn't work either.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing I have to say is this is definitely a divine intervention because on the back of you guys' catalog, it says, in one small step, a giant leap. Well, L-E-A-P is the same as my grandparents' name, spelled exactly the same way. So to me, that's a divine intervention.
Well, that's the beautiful thing of how God works in our lives. Is that,
amen.
You know, we, whether we want to give credit to him or say, you know, Mother Earth provided all these great technologies, I don't think it really matters so much. I think that the beautiful thing is that we say, hey, look, this was my life before, and it sounds like you had a pretty miserable existence with diabetic neuropathy for, too long. So what's fun is now you've experienced a turning point. And that's what we, a few weeks ago, we didn't even have these. We had other insoles, but they didn't have all three of our core technologies, magnetics, far infrared, negative ions, and as you said, we've all got an energy, but some of our energies have just been suppressed, so it's not coming out. And when we've got all these negative things all around us, you know, microwaves, cell phones, droids, Wi-Fi, smart meters, all this other stuff around us 24/7, some of us are still sleeping with an alarm clock, you know, a couple feet from our head that's plugged into the wall. So we're getting all that wonderful electricity circulating our brain. Or how about an electric blanket? I mean, anyways, I could go on and on. But, Julia, thank you. for sharing with the group, because I know what you just shared has been very inspirational, because a lot of folks are going, man, I know several people who are dealing with blood sugar issues. Maybe they don't have neuropathy, but they're dealing with diabetes, or they're dealing with poor circulation issues. And so what you just shared has inspired them to go, maybe I just need to kind of reboot and say, hey, why don't you invest in these and see where it goes. But we're going to get into that in a second. So I'm going to, Phil Hansen, if you demuted your line by hitting *6, and then the sexy computer voice, as I call her, should have said your line is now unmuted or something like that. Phil, if you're on the line, I thought you were here earlier.
Well, can I say one more thing for
you? Absolutely can. Go ahead.
I just want to say infinite love and gratitude to everyone and to all the products, and Merry Christmas to all, because it's going to be wonderful.
Thank you, Julia. I really, really appreciate that. So thank you very much. And I'm glad that at Ladies Night Out that Ruben, I'm hoping you didn't make Ruben dress up in a dress or something, being that he had to be
partner. No, we wouldn't do that. No. But bless him, he's a good person.
And I know that it's just the beginning of many, many things to come for not only you, but for the group of ladies if they open up to what Nikan has to offer them, because these things are life changers to
You know what? I claim the best for the company because I see it's going to fly.
Well, that's our predictions as well, that we the best is yet to come with what we've seen with these because of so many people's results. Well, in Phil Hansen's absence, and Phil, if you're on the line at any given point, feel free to interrupt here and interject, but Phil has a wonderful story. We'll have to segue it in the next couple of weeks about an accident he experienced as a young boy, having a major foot injury on the farm, having his foot squished, literally, and what's happened with him in the last few weeks with the M-Stride.
Okay, Vance, I'm on.
There you go. Phil, back us up. Okay, I kind of just gave a preface or kind of an overview of your story. What happened with your foot so many years ago? And
well,
let's know how old you are today so they understand that this is a long time ago that this accident occurred.
Right. That was back when I was 13 years old, which was 6 decades ago. So you can do the math there. Anyway, my foot was caught between an axle and a moving bar that brought the cultivator up. I didn't really break any bones, but it just swelled up. And over time, and now I'm 74 and a half years old, and over time it just kind of got some nerve damage in the big toe and between the ankle and the big toe, and so it gets cool or colder before the other foot does when I'm outside in the Minnesota winter. And so I've been lucky to get the M-Strides, and I got them right away, put them on, and I have noticed a tremendous difference in how fast they get colder now, or slower, whichever the case may be. The biggest thing that it not only did help that, but I was having I got a thin cartilage in my left knee, and when I was active, and I am very active, it would sometimes, you know, when I was done running or whatever, it would hurt the knee. But after I put the M-Strides on, the second day, I noticed that I did not have to put on a wrap on my knee and or a power chip on my knee to take care of the discomfort. Now I just run without it, and it doesn't bother at all. And that's after a 2-mile run. And like I say, I'm in the preparation stage of trying to qualify as a triathlete at the senior games. And so I do use the joints a lot, either biking or swimming or running or walking. And that's pretty much every day, 7 days a week. When I do those kinds of things, a typical workout would be walking 4 miles and then sometimes biking 15 minutes to half an hour afterwards, or running and then going swimming, etc. So what I'm doing is, you know, in preparation for the competition. And what the M-Strides have done is they've just allowed me to do all of these things without any discomfort in the joint. And I'm also, I called Dr. Ken Howchek, and he's a podiatrist, excuse me, he said the best way to work on that nerve damage in the toe is to put on some power chips, some far infrared, and keep the M-Strides on all night under a sock, and that is working just beautifully.
Now, when you spoke with Dr. Howiak about that, I want to reiterate something that you just kind of cruised right on over, and that is the importance for those of us who are dealing with something that has been long-term, and as you said, we're talking 6 decades, 60 years. You're in your 70s now. Most 70-year-olds are not, you know, competing and training for a triathlon. However, you have made the choice to, you know, live life, grab the bull by the horn, so to speak.
Right.
But the importance of utilizing the M-Strides, not just in your shoes or your slippers during the day, but if you're dealing with something, go ahead and do a non-conventional thing and wear socks to bed, as our 3-year-old demanded last night when we encouraged her to take her socks off that she'd been wearing all day. And she, no, mommy, my baby feet get cold. Baby feet get cold. It's okay to wear your socks at night and slip the M-Strides right on in, because all night long you're going to get the benefits through those 70,000 nerve endings in the feet. It's no different than rubbing CM cream or some type of ointment on your feet and allow it to permeate all the way through and get those benefits as the body's relaxing and recharging. We're going to get that. So I have to ask you the question. You have used over the years several Nikan solutions to deal with this foot issue. I'm sure you've gotten some relief, but not like what you're experiencing now.
That's true. When I put the regular MagStep in, I would notice a difference, and they were effective, and it kept me active. But now it just takes it a whole new level up, and I guess the only way to really explain that is, you know, if you're used to activity, and then you're always going to get some kind of a reaction on your body, and when the reaction is so positive after you make that little change from the bag steps to the M-Stride, the reaction to the body it's incredible. To get that feeling that, boy, now I can go out and do what I want to do and need to do. And the other thing is that, you know, when you, to me, when you are experiencing life at a higher level as far as activity, you know, you really pay attention to the body. And I have used all of the technologies that being the water, the sleep, the air, the everything, and each one of them are, you know, just a little bit better. And Dr. Ken even said that, he said, go ahead and double up your joint. That will just increase the likelihood that it's going to go away in a few weeks and completely. And boy, that, you know, that is right there. It's doing more, hitting that nutrition in the right position. The same thing with the Vital Body Balance. When I started that, I followed Roger Drummer's example, I mean, his direction exactly, and it happened exactly the way he said. I lost 10 pounds the first 10 days, 10 pounds more on the second day, and I have maintained that weight ever since, and it just increased my whole appetite for activity.
Now, Phil, I have to clarify, you just said you lost 10 pounds the first 10 days and then the second week. Okay, wow. That was an accelerating. You were just using it for one shake a day?
One shake a day.
And I don't want to deviate too much, but just as a point of reference, for those of us who have not utilized the Vital Balance, or maybe we're holding out, you know, we've had it coming up on 10, 11 months now. That was a great way to start and supplement all those extra calories that we may have consumed the other day at Thanksgiving, or as we're going into the holidays, we get invited to things. People, we give and exchange cookies. It seems like there's way more things that we're consuming that are not as somewhat healthy for the body. Some of our willpower for, you know, fancy treats, and I'm speaking right now to myself, that willpower is not as strong. The Vital Balance is a fantastic way to augment that, and the probiotics that are in it literally pull all the negative stuff that's in our body. They'll pull it out and get it going to where it should be going, and that's out of the house. We don't want it anymore. And when Phil says, he lost this much, it's a great donation to the septic system, and I'm not trying to get too gross here, but it just is a fantastic way to get it out of our body. So
yeah.
On that note, Phil, have you discovered a way? And I was hoping that my friend from, oh my goodness, I originally met Steve back in 1979 when I was a new sixth grader to the Corbett school system, and we graduated together. He's 45 years young today, and I'm going to let him share his story on an upcoming call because it doesn't sound like he's on the line right now. And Steve, if you are on the line, you were able to get on. I know he had a late night engagement last night at his sister's house, but *6 on your phone line will demute your line. But he, and I don't remember the name of the condition, and neither did he when he shared this with me the other day, but has a hip issue that he developed in his early 20s. And what has taken place in the last 3 weeks with the M-Stride is short of a miracle. That's all I can say. So I'm not going to steal his thunder. But what I do want to say here, and Phil, I'm going to let you chime in here and be my co-host at any given time, is that we have a responsibility with this new solution. And Mac and Pat McTerry taught me something a few years ago that we can really, we here in the West, in America, we call these things products. We call anything, but products are merely something that people sell. Solutions, however, are things people are looking for to improve their lives. Whether it be a rice cooker that my wife picked up for $10, one of the stores of the Black Friday deal, we've been looking for a rice cooker for a long time. We've been looking for a good one. And with the rebate, it was a Black & Decker and it came out to $10. That's the solution we were looking for. Nobody had to sell it to us. It wasn't a product. It was a solution that we needed. The M-Strides are a solution that everybody who has feet, they're looking for these, whether they realize it or not. And as people are walking around, and I saw multitudes of them, hundreds, not dozens, but hundreds of people, as I walked around Walmart yesterday, I'm not a Black Friday, you know, aggressive shopper. I went purely to get our two youngest out of the house, because my wife and oldest had stayed up all night doing, it was a late birthday party with her and her friends, and so I thought, oh, I'll get the two youngest out of the house so they can catch up on their sleep. And it was pure entertainment value for me to walk around and see all these people. The smart ones had their coffee in their hand and the other hand pushing the cart, but I kept thinking, there are hundreds of people around me right now that could really benefit. And I wanted to jump on, grab the PA system, you know, when they're announcing the manager special, And I wanted to say, we've got a manager special right now, but you got to come see me, and I'll be hanging out in the automotive section. And I couldn't do that because they won't let me. But how many people do we know, seriously though, how many people do we know that maybe we've talked to them about Nikan? Maybe we have thought, oh, they're not going to listen to me for a variety of reasons. What about regrouping and going back to these people that we know or people that we don't know, people that we meet in conversations and say, hey, look at that. You look like you're on your feet probably a bit. Do you use your feet much? Do you wear shoes? I mean, the questions can be so simple just to get a response. And
yeah,
go ahead, Phil.
What I sometimes have done very recently that has happened, you know, the people that I know real well, I just simply say, you know, let me show you something. And that has happened to two different people, and the results were right there. And actually one went down to Florida, and I haven't talked to him since, because I haven't was in the process of going down to the southern area. And the other gentleman is becoming a consultant, and he ran a race on Thanksgiving Day, and he said he ran with him, and he said, what a difference. And that, I haven't even really talked to him yet about many other things, but the point is that if you carry up a conversation and say, hey, you know, let me show you something. That's what I did. And it's turned out real well. The other thing is that when I do show them the difference between the energy level and the strength level, then I say, you know, what about a decision? You know, how are you going to feel the next number of years or months or whatever down the line? You know, this is something you might want to consider in your decision. You know, how are you going to get there? You know, and so decisions are very, very important. And then along with that, you know, is a commitment. Do you want to change? Do you want to make a choice to improve where you're at? Those are things that I'm really focusing in on.
And so I think with that, You ask the question, what about you? What about a point of decision? A friend of mine who's a pastor, he says, you know, what's the next right step for you? And I think for those of us who are wellness consultants, we need to ask, what's the next right step? How do we use this? Reed Nelson, and I know I said this last week and maybe the week before, Reed Nelson shared with me, he said, you know, Vance, the next 36 months, if you just looked at the M Strides alone, this is going to open up the door. Whether you're looking at Nikan as a business or not, whether you're looking at it to, you know, make a six-figure income. I was reading through a presentation last night that Steve Crowfoot developed, which I will share with you once he tweaks it a little bit, takes it. He's got his name footprint or fingerprinted all over it, and so none of us else will be able to use it. But Steve Crowfoot's the one that records these calls and puts them on SaturdayAMLive.com for us. And he asked some specific questions and then provided an analogy that, you know, an extra $200 a month is equivalent to $120,000 in the bank generating just simple interest. And that's a lot of money. Most of us, I don't think, have an extra $120,000 sitting in the bank someplace collecting, you know, 1% or 2% interest every month. Well, to gain $200 a month, residual income, you could do that very, very easily sharing Tim Strides with people and watch what happens as they share them with people.
That's right.
We can generate almost $40 as those of us who are silvers and above earning that 45% retail, or excuse me, the 25% retail commission and then the 20% commission as a silver and above, an active silver. It's almost $40 that we can put in our pocket every time we introduce a pair of M Strides to somebody. And could you do that, you know, four or five times a month? Well, there's $200 pretty close right there. And that's just the interest. What happens when that opens the door for other things where they get excited and they say, oh my goodness, I didn't know there was a solution out there for water. Oh man, my husband and I have been talking about getting a new mattress because neither one of us sleep very well. And I didn't realize you could, you know, we owe it to ourselves to, there's a couple ways to simply do this. And we could spend all morning talking about ways and developing it, but utilizing the new catalog. When someone orders something for us, even if it's a pair of instruments, spend the $4 and drop ship them a catalog. And you can do this right from the order form. You just put in their name, address, and phone number, or name and address. And for $4, we can put a catalog right into their mailbox. Or if you order them, you can hand it to them and say, you know, you might want to take a look at that. Or, absolutely free, email them a link to Nikan's website or your own website if you've paid for the premier package. Email that link to them and let them poke around on the website and take a look at some of the solutions that we have to offer. It really starts with us opening the door. And Phil said it best when you said, let me show you something. I did an energy test the other day. I think it was on Thanksgiving. It might have been on Thanksgiving Day with my father-in-law. And I said, I looked at him and said, you know, Dad, I've never done it this way. And Emily, of course, our 12-year-old, said, yeah, you, Dad. You've done this lots of times. I said, no, I haven't done it the way I'm going to do it right now. And I took a pair of the original Japanese mag steps and the new M-strides, and we did back and forth muscle resistance testing. And it was astronomically different. I could not believe the difference. And here's a gentleman that doesn't wear the insoles on a regular basis. And in the look on his face was just startling. My father-in-law is 6'3", and according to our scale the other day, he's put on a few pounds that he's going to be getting rid of, thanks to the Vital Balance. But he's about 240, 245, somewhere in there. And so he's a very large Texan, very, very big man. And, you know, Dad, if you're listening to this call, I'm not trying to insult you by any way whatsoever. But what was startling to us was seeing the remarkable difference just in comparing. There is a huge difference between what we had and what we have now. We really owe it to ourselves. And I know, Phil, you're leading the charge on this. And as Julia shared earlier, a few minutes ago, that this is a, I can't remember the exact verbiage she used, but this is a God-engineered design, an improvement with what we have available in nature. But, Phil, I don't suppose too many Minnesotans run around barefoot this time of year to get all that natural earth energy through your feet, do you?
No.
No,
you know, the biggest thing that I have seen and read is, you know, just we need to, as a society, start thinking in terms of, hey, how can we change to a positive, beneficial manner. And that is to get that experience by showing them the difference between the two. And then after that, then it becomes decision time. And, you know, during Thanksgiving, we have what we're thankful for. And I had a grandson who's a senior at a high school, excuse me, and he's doing very, very well. And anyway, a few weeks ago, he was invited to a party. And the party, he went and he came home early, and this is not the kind of party that we wanted to go to. Well, anyway, it was raided, and there was alcohol there, and there was a tremendous amount of people losing positions, athletes, you know, people in plays and so forth can no longer participate because they were there. And he walked away, and I said, you know, the one word that is so big in the English language is decision. So we make thousands of them a day, and, you know, I was so proud of my son and my grandson saying, I don't need that. And he just walked away. And I said, what a decision. I said, that is going to look large all the way through your life. And that's kind of what the message we have to share. still.
Mm-hmm. But I like that analogy. It does come to a point of decision. Let's make the decision. Let's finish out 2013, and this is my, you know, my challenge, my charge as we wrap up this call this morning.
Yeah.
You heard Phil shared his story, Julia shared hers. I mean, what more encouragement or what more challenge do we need to really take advantage of what we have? Dave Stoltz said it years ago so beautifully, and Dave's semi-retired right now, but very, very active for, oh my goodness, 15, 16 years of his deacon career. And he and Ellie just inspired me in so many ways. But one of the things he said, you know, if you forget what we have with NECAN, take all the solutions out of your house, everything, and throw it in the garage and see how long you can go without it. And if you've not experienced these new M-Strides, my piggyback on what Dave challenged me years ago would be, you get a pair of these in your shoes and see how long you can go without sharing them with people. I mean, I cannot tell you how, and I've always been kind of high energy, but I so look forward to getting up in the morning and getting down the stairs and getting my feet on in my slippers. Now, I should sleep with them at night, and maybe I'm going to start doing that. I'm not a sock sleeper. I've never slept with socks. But I understand the benefits, but I so look forward to getting my feet into my slippers every single day because something starts happening. Everything starts clicking. My brain starts functioning. And this is before I enjoy just a little bit. I'm not an addict. And I'm thinking maybe this should be a New Year's resolution because I'm looking forward to this good Ethiopian coffee too much every morning. And I just have a half a cup to enjoy while I'm reading my Bible. And it's something, but even before I get that, everything starts popping as soon as my feet hit these insoles. And my challenge to myself and to the NECAN family is to really think about those people as we go into the Christmas season, the Advent season. We're going to be coming across more people's paths. I bumped into people yesterday just walking around Walmart. I didn't know them, but as we're walking around, I kept bumping into some of the same people that I bumped into, you know, and you make eye contact with them. And but it's one of those things that we really owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our NECAN family. We owe it to others out there. And, you know, there's lots of Phils and there's lots of Julias out there. Julia, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, didn't even know what NECAN was. And here now her life has been completely turned around by a pair of insoles that are going to cost her less than $100. And this is not I want to challenge us. These are not products. These are solutions that will change people's lives if we, as Phil said, come to a point of decision that what are we going to do with them? And I don't mean this in a way to beat you up or to put some lofty goals on you. Just who do we know that has feet?
And you know, here's a point of reference. You know, you talk about change in from February when I started the body balance and lost that weight. I was 186. Now I'm 165. And the thing that it has enhanced me to be able to do is to start thinking in terms of, wow, now I can really go and compete as a senior triathlete. Now I can do this, I can do that. I can play with my grandkids at a level that I couldn't do before. The other thing about the vital body balance is that when I take one shake in the morning, and that lasts for 4 hours, and this is either with or without the exercise, and I've done it both ways, and it works. I don't get hungry until 4 hours, no matter what the activity level. And then when I put the M-Strides in, you get done, and it's just like revitalizing the whole body. So, you know, I take the M Creator and go up and down the legs with the Bag Creator and rub them out, and you just stand up and it's like beginning the day all over again. You don't hurt anywhere. And what a way to look for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the future, where you're at now and where you want to be.
And with that, Phil, thank you for that challenge, because that's exactly what we need to ask ourselves. I mean, those of us as wellness consultants, we've all been blessed by somebody who took the time to introduce us, and we don't know, you know, what they were thinking or really what the premise was unless we've talked to them. But I think the biggest thing we need to be thankful for is say, well, we've been given a gift here. Somebody introduced us to the solution. Monday, I'm coming up on 21 years that I was, it was 21 years ago in September. So at 21 years ago on Monday, December 2nd, is when I filled out that application and faxed it in. We had no internet. We had no email. We didn't have computers that we could put all the information in. No, we filled it out and faxed it in. 21 years for me that being a wellness consultant, and I'm guilty of not sharing as much as I should. And because of, you know, different priorities and whatnot, or getting distracted, we really need to. It's not so much about the money. And my friend Steve, he said, Vance, I'm not in this for the money. I just keep having too much fun doing these tests with people, and the reaction on their face, it just blows them away. And he's a customer. And he said, maybe we should look into that membership thing. And my wife, Julia, wants to talk to you about that sleep system. And it was really fun because I didn't throw the whole wellness home on them. I just simply slid a catalog across the table and said, here, this is for you. Take a look at this. And she immediately wanted to talk about sleep. So we don't know where things are going to go. So if you've got somebody that you're thinking, man, I wish they could have heard Julia's story, or I need to, or Phil, man, that's a great story from 60 years ago. www.saturdayamlive.com. That's saturdayamlive.com. All spelled out in the link to all the recordings of these calls, including last week's. We had several, I think there were 6 or 8 people that shared their stories of what the M-Strides have done. Utilize these. Even if somebody doesn't listen to the whole thing, if they can catch parts of it, or you can literally, as you're listening to, especially last week, go, okay, what was that one that the gal shared or that he shared or whatever, where was that at? Well, listen to the whole thing, put a timestamp, you know, look at the timestamp on it, and copy and paste the link and email it to somebody and say, hey, just move the cursor up to the, you know, 12-minute, half-minute mark, and that's the story I want you to hear. There's so many creative ways to use the technology that's out there, but more importantly than that is all these tools that we have at our fingertips. The mtbmaine.com, that website, all these other things that are out there. Every Tuesday night, a live presentation that Dennis Estes and Reed Nelson host, along with so many others. All these great tools are meaningless unless we ask these questions like what Phil just challenged us to ask. But what's the next right step? Come to a point of decision. What are you going to do with this? And when we expose people to the M-Strides, do a simple energy test, and there's lots of energy tests on YouTube. Just, you start clicking on there, you'll find them. And whatever you're most comfortable with, and have some fun sharing these with people, because it really, really is an exciting time to be part of the Neekin family and to what's going on. So on that note, I'm going to thank Julia again for sharing such wonderful, wonderful results with the M-Strides, and Phil Hansen from Minnesota. Thank you, Phil, for sitting with me. And wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, what's left of it. And if there's anything that we can do to serve you, don't hesitate to contact us. I do have a new email, by the way, and people need to make note of it. It's simply vsrogers995, and that's Victor Sam Rogers, or Vance Stacy Rogers, without a D, 995@yahoo.com, okay? Or you can use our gmail.com account, either one, but the same front part of that email address is still the same, vsrogers995@yahoo.com or Gmail. Either one of those, we're no longer using AOL. But best way to get a hold of us, or you can call us. Those of you who are part of our organization, you know our phone number. You should have it by now. Utilize your upline. Ask them questions, and if they're not active, find somebody who is to help you do this. But leverage the ABCs and just make it. Have some fun with it. So, again, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for being on the call. If you want to stick around, I do have a couple announcements I want to cover. But I want to thank everybody for being on the call, and we'll talk to you.
Tell us one more time what the internet is for the, to hear all the conversations, please.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's www.saturdayamlive.com. That's Saturday spelled out, A-M, as in before noon, live, L-I-V-E, .com.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Up next.
And Steve Crowfoot, again, who records the calls and posts them, give him a couple hours at least to get this morning's call up. Sometimes he does it immediately, but sometimes it takes him, depending on what's going on in this weekend. He's not paid to do this. It's not a job. He does it as out of the generosity of his heart. And there are literally, I think there's 6 or 7 years' worth of recorded calls on that website. There are so many amazing testimonies. Look for the bold red print. That's the header, and you just click right on that, and they're all in chronological order. The newest up at the top, oldest way down at the bottom, take advantage of those. So, again, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for being on the call. Next week, we have with us Dr. Mark Sussman, who will be sharing his story about being a retired podiatrist and full-time Anika now, and also what the M-Strides have done for him. And he'll be with us next Saturday. So, talk to you real soon, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information. Mm-hmm.